This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The business world is often perceived as cold, all about the numbers and the data and the bottom line. About as far from poetry as one might get, but some good descriptive imagery has its advantages, you know, in dealing with the frustrations of the workplace and everything else the economy can bring. Victoria Chang has a new book of poems out. It's called The Boss. And here's a hint. It ain't about Springsteen. Victoria, thanks a lot for being with us.
You're welcome.
Why poetry? What is it about this medium that's attractive to you?
You know, I think that there's something appealing to me about being able to express something that's really deep within you in the most precise manner possible with the least number of words. There's something elegant and streamlined about that. In this day and age, you just hear a lot of talk and chatter. And I think there's a quietness to poetry, and that's kind of what I enjoy about it.
How did it come to pass that you turned to poetry? I mean, you had your basic liberal arts background, and then you
right.
went to business school.
Right.
And, you know.
Yeah, no, I have an MBA from Stanford. I worked in management consulting, worked in investment banking. But, you know, the poetry was I've always had. You know, I've always written poetry, and even as a kid, I've always just loved the idea of looking so deep inside your own well. If I didn't write poetry, I don't think I would ever look in that well. And so I really think that it's always been in me ever since I was a kid, even if I was around and am around people who, you know, talk about their millions and their business strategies. And it's always just a part of me, and it's always been a part of me.
Yeah, you are in the business world now, right? I mean,
yeah.
You're a consultant, do all kinds of things.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Marketing, communications,
right.
Yeah.
About this volume, it is slim, it's 45 pages, and the reason you're on this program talking about it is because the title is The Boss.
That's
These
right.
are all musings, I suppose, on the boss and employment
right.
and all that stuff.
Right. I think, you know, it's just everything during that time when I wrote this book, everything I felt like was losing control. You know, my dad had this terrible stroke. I had this really challenging boss who wasn't that kind of scream-in-your-face boss, but that kind of passive-aggressive boss. That was psychologically damaging. And then I had these little kids that were under the age of 5, and everything just felt like I was losing control. And so the book became an exploration of kind of that losing control and hierarchy and how we all, to some extent, during all aspects of our lives, are always losing control.
It's not a bad metaphor, and it's funny to hear these words coming out of my mouth since I'm a very straight-ahead kind of guy, but it's not a bad metaphor for the past 5 or 6 years in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where people don't know which way is up and,
right.
and there's great uncertainty. And,
we still don't know. Right.
Yeah.
And political and not even just economically. I mean, look at what's going on. Every day it's something in Egypt. And, you know, every day there's something that I think makes people feel like they're out of control. You know,
yeah.
I think it's just a different time than I remember before, like maybe pre 10 years ago.
Yeah. There are some poems in this book where you are sympathetic to the boss,
mm-hmm.
where you are understanding and
right.
and accepting. And
sure.
then there are some where you are just brutal.
Right.
Make up your mind.
Well, I think that's the complexity of human beings. I mean,
yeah.
I think you know, if you were to describe yourself, there's many multi-dimensional aspects of you. And in one day, I think you can change. And I feel like that's part of the job of a writer is to understand all aspects of human nature. Even there's no such thing to me as pure evil necessarily. I think even the purest evil sort of people, they have multiple dimensions. And I think that's what I love to explore as a writer.
Have you ever been a boss?
Yeah. A good one. Of course.
Perhaps not the kind anybody writes books about. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. As is the book, Victoria Chang. It's called The Boss. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear Victoria read one of her poems and shoot us your own work-related haikus. Let's keep them short, people. It's marketplace.org.